Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
Justice can be evasive. If you look like Brianna, or if you come from where I come from, we know history tells us to not hold our breath, but to do the work.
That's Kentucky State Representative Charles Booker. Protesters took to the street nationwide in response to a grand jury's decision to charge one of the police officers involved in the shooting death of Breonna Taylor with, quote, wanton endangerment, unquote, of her three neighbors. In Louisville, police reportedly used force against protesters, and arrests began before the 9 p.m. curfew. President Trump and his allies have been stoking fear about violence in cities, blaming it on demonstrators and political opponents, and even defending armed counter-protesters. Booker says it's a strategy.
That law and order narrative you hear, even from the highest office in the land, that is intentional. It's not about making sure that we get true justice. It's not about addressing the real challenges we face. It's about hurting people.
Footage surfaced in Louisville of men in khakis, bulletproof vests, and with rifles, reportedly local right-wing militia members. Joshua Horowitz with the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence says these tactics have also been used on lawmakers, like the armed protests at the Michigan State Capitol over a mask mandate this summer.
We have seen the rise of guns, especially armed right-wing militias, who have been showing up at peaceful protests, trying to intimidate protesters.
The coalition, partnering with Guns Down America, released a report yesterday urging stronger bans on guns in polling places.
Everybody has a fundamental right to vote, and we think it's important that people be able to access polling places without intimidation. This report is part of a campaign to educate local election officials about what they can do to safeguard their polling places from armed intimidation.
The report focused on Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Wisconsin.
We think that it's best to be prepared. We're not trying to scare people from the polls at all.
In Florida, Republican state leadership wants an investigation into whether a national fundraising campaign violates state law, charging it's a political inducement. The Florida Rights Restoration Coalition has raised $20 million to pay back court fees and fines so people with past felony convictions can register to vote. Desmond Mead, the coalition's founder, says it's not a partisan effort.
And I am proud to be a registered voter. And I want other people to feel what it feels like to walk into that voting booth and to be able to cast their ballot, understanding that they're walking into a sacred place, committing a sacred act.
Senate Republicans' investigation of Joe Biden's son reports Hunter, quote, cashed in, unquote, on his father's name for business deals, and his involvement with the Ukrainian energy company gave the appearance of a conflict of interest, but concluded there was no evidence of wrongdoing by the former vice president. And a correction, the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will be lying in state at the Capitol this Friday. She's currently lying in repose at the Supreme Court. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening.